KO4NUE. KO4NUE, W4NGU.
Four-Hubel-P. Kilo-Oscar, four uniform, Lima, Papa, and monitor.
2HXS listening.
4ULP.
I'm good. I'm heading home.
Megan?
Dave?
2HXS?
That's correct, sir.
Hard to tell. I was looking at my logbook. I figured that one was you, but there's just so many Daves on the air. It's hard to tell.
You got it. No problem. I know it's a little confusing sometimes. So now I'm the only one with a New York accent.
What have you been up to lately?
I just got done working, drilling some holes in the roof at a car wash. We're getting ready to put the heat systems and the AC system in a new car wash being built down here in Simpsonville.
Washington has heat and air conditioning?
Oh, heck yeah. They got to air condition the office area and, you know, heat it in the wintertime. You know, it's really for the offices, and they got a, the equipment room, things like that.
Car washes are bigger than I thought they were.
I can't think of the name of the one that we're working on, but they're all over the place now.
So you do heat and air conditioning for a living, correct?
Yes, sir.
I'm just curious because today I saw a heat and air conditioning truck driving down the road and it said, like, Carolina Heat and Air Conditioning. It had an antenna on it. Could that be you or not?
That's not me. No. I don't work for Carolina.
It looked like a Mac mount antenna. Could have been for CB or I don't know. But, it wasn't like a normal, radio antenna, you know, like for your car radios. It was some kind of ham or CB antenna.
It works for Carolina. It's a ham operator. Huh. Interesting. Oh, it could be a work radio, too. They may have their own two-way communication in trucks.
That would be CB.
Mass band.
I heard that term for it before. I've always heard citizens band.
Yeah, unless it's Class A CB or, you know, up in like 460 megahertz, or if it's regular CB, you don't want to get on that.
The megahertz, what's on there?
Well, they got Class A CB up, I think, around 460 megahertz. 465, something like that up there. They got, I think there's Class A CB up there, and there's also some of the those little walkabout radios is up there too. I can't think of the name of it now.
Yeah, with CB, my dad would not let me. He told me right up front that he won't let me have a CB radio because of the language on there, so I decided to get my ham license.
Excellent choice. Yeah, I started on a CB back in the late 70s, early 80s, and I never looked back.
Enjoy the ham radio. I mean, it's really fun, and I can't wait to get involved in HF, and there's just so many different branches that you can go off your ham radio, and you can get into, like, digital communications and satellite communications and everything. I don't know. I probably don't even know everything you can't do on ham radio.
Well, there's a really good group of guys, especially on this repeater. You know, all the ones I've met on the air have been good guys. So you made a good choice. Made a good choice hanging on this repeater.
I've met a mean guy yet on there, on the ham radio or on the air. It's just, and I love this repeater too. I prefer it over the Mount Mitchell, and it's just. It's a wonderful repeater, and I've gotten to know some of the guys on the repeater more, especially, you know, I've gotten to know Patrick pretty good because he's normally driving home from work when I'm, you know, ready to get on the air in the evening. So, you know, there's a few other guys that I made friends with, and I hope to make a lot more friendships, I guess, would you call it, on the air.
I am sure you will. you know, even getting involved in like the Boy Scouts and other, you know, other things like that, you know, I think they do ham radio. Or if you get involved with, I don't know when field day is anymore. I haven't done a field day in so many years, but get involved with field day. We really meet a lot of people there.
Did you have field day? I don't know if they have winter field day, but I think they have one in the spring, and well, maybe I can like go over there for like a day or half a day and play around with the radio over there.
Have you been to a club meeting yet, or have you interested in getting to a club meeting? Or I'm not really sure. Where do you live?
Travelers Rest, South Carolina. So I don't know if I want to get involved in a club. I haven't tried out any clubs yet. So my dad's getting his ham license, and he's almost ready to take his test. So I don't know. Maybe we'll probably end up joining a club together if we want to join a club. I'm not sure yet.
Oh yeah, well this club here, who runs this repeater, most of these guys, I gotta put my dues in. I gotta join before these guys beat me up. Steve will jump on my case, or my buddy Jimmy or someone will jump on my case eventually.
Is there any clubs that you suggest joining?
I can't think of the name of the club now. Goodness, but it's based in Greer. That's where I'm at. I'm in Greer. Oh my gosh. Maybe one of the guys will come on and tell you what the website is and whatnot.
FKX, I believe it's Greer Amateur Radio Club.
Amateur Radio Club? I thought it was, oh my gosh. I can't think of the name of it now. Yeah, okay. I have to look that up.
Oh, and try that right now. So it's Greer Amateur Radio Club. So I'll try to look that up on my iPad real quick and see what I come up with.
Come on here, you tell us. N0TR, you're on here, Tom? Around. Boy, we're talking about these guys. Nobody's showing up. What the heck?
I heard Phil on here just a little while ago. Maybe he can chime in. GU. L4HKX here. And Dave and Alexander, I can't remember their calls right now.
Alexander, I would try the Greer Club. Just try them all, see which one you like. But there's an incredible group of guys there. And that club goes back to the 1950s. Very knowledgeable guys, very active. They do field day, they do contests, and they'll help you like you wouldn't believe. So I would try there. They meet in the Woodman of the World building. Off Highway 101 in Greer, and once a week, and you cannot go wrong. I've been a member of that club for over 50 years myself, so I'll try that one.
Greer?
I've been the repeater very well, so I'm going to assume I'm not getting in very well, so I'll just listen. W4, never give up.
Fine, I just wanted to, it's Greer Amateur Radio Club, that's the one you're speaking of?
The radio club, it's, they have a website.
Okay, did you get that, Alex? Alexander?
Yeah, I'm on the website now, so I'll have to check into it. It looks interesting.
I was just going to tell him I've been to it several months now, and, it is a good group of guys, and they are really smart. Do a lot of DXing, is what's up. So, and they're willing to help any way they can. KO4HKX, and I'll be on the side for a little bit, guys. I'm in a lot of traffic.
Are you going to be down this way tomorrow, or what?
My plan. I'm in the area right now.
Oh, okay. I'm on 14 heading into downtown.
Hampton. The new
Woodruff
Road.
Not sure what that is, but all right. Well, I'll give a listen for you tomorrow morning. What time are you going to be in the area, approximately?
At my first stop by 6:30 in the morning.
Okay, I'll give her a listen for you on the radio.
Yes, and I'll be clear, gentlemen.
All right, Patrick, thank you. KB2HXS. Go ahead, Alexander.
Well, I'm looking at the Greer Club website, and they have, like, a row of pictures about their field day, and It looks like they're a lot really into HF. Looks like one guy's created a whole trailer with a portable tower on it. I guess for field day. And, so that, and yeah, they have like a whole bunch of like portable antennas. I mean, I don't know. Looks like they're really into HF, this club.
Oh yeah, that's what field day is all about. Set up a temporary station. I think it's mainly low power work. I think it's under 100 watts. There's all kinds of categories, I think, to try and contact on. I like I said, I haven't done a field day in so long, it's not funny.
Well, I try to come to a field day sometime, and, yeah, looks fun, you know, to do a field day. I wonder if they do, I wonder if they have, like, a 2-meter or 4 field days, because, I don't know, I have a really old HF radio. I don't know if it would be a good idea to drag it to a field day, you know. It's, you know, pretty old, and I don't want to bust it up.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine, believe me. I don't think anybody will bust it up on you. At any rate, I'm coming into the downtown of Greer. I'm going to be fighting that silly traffic light by Poinsett. Yeah, I know where Travelers is. You're probably about 20 minutes from where I live.
About, you know, other people busting it up, just worth that it would get busted in the, you know, car ride, and, you know, just, it's a classic, and it's, you know, I don't know, might be even, oh, I think it's, like, over 20 years old, so, I don't know, and, I don't really have an antenna for it, and I don't know if I'd be able to get a portable antenna to take it to the field day. You know, I have a 6-inch and adapter, 6-inch back mount and an adapter for my 2-meter radio that I could use, but, you know, that's about it. And I could have the handheld, but, you know, looks like a lot of these guys are just do a lot of HF and have, like, a lot of fancy equipment.
I wouldn't worry about that. Them guys, I'll let you talk on the radio. You sit in on your own call sign, you know. Now, are you a technician, or did you get your general license yet, or what class of license do you have?
Right now, I plan to get my general eventually, and then probably my extra, and you know, then learn CW and get my Skywarn certificate, and yeah, there's a lot of things I have in mind for ham radio, but yeah, I'm just only technician, but I plan, hope to be an extra soon.
Ah, well, go for it. You know, I can't talk. I've got my general ticket, and I haven't even utilized that in a while. I'm gonna try and go for my extra soon so I can get everything. I think they did away with the advance. It used to be general, advanced, and then extra. I don't know. I think they did away with advanced.
Away with it is just technician, general, and extra. So, I don't know. I kind of like that because that we don't have to study for as many exams, but yet the jumps would be harder.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, get your general. That'll open up a lot of low-band stuff for you.
General, and, you know, I already have a nice HF radio, so I can just, and, you know, it can do multiple meters, so I don't have to worry about getting a whole new radio when I get my general, so, you know, it's nice for that, and I don't know if I'll get involved in the digital. My dad's interested in doing the digital when he gets his license, so, you know, might get dragged into doing a little bit of the digital, too.
Digital stuff, I just like voice. You know, FM repeaters or sideband voice or something. I'm going for all the technical stuff.
Yeah, for, you know, talking on the repeater, I've used Echolink, but it's just not, it's not the same as having a mic in your hand. You know, I just like to, Echolink gives advantage, like being able to talk to Australia, but, you know, just, I like the actual radio too, so, you know. And then HF, I bet, will be fun when I can get an antenna for it.
I almost build your own HF antenna. You get a matching unit and measure your cable, you know, measure your wire off each side. You can get pretty darn close.
Well, I do have the wire to build a HF antenna, but, you know, somebody on the air is offering to let me borrow one, so, you know, I kind of held off on building one, and I don't really know how, so, you know.
measure out each leg off the ballum. You know, you get a center-fed ballum and measure your leg, you know, your leg off each way for your frequency. And you make you a nice inverted V, and you'll be able to get out there.
Yeah, I'm excited to get on HF, and, you know, with Asthma Technician, you only have 10 meters, so won't be able to reach too far, but I can play around with my 10 meters until I get my general, and then, you know, I can do more and talk all the way around the world, and I'm excited for that.
Yeah, you just basically have the lower part, sideband. You can't get on FM yet, right?
Later from, I'm not sure. I think I have a magazine somewhere around here that has a chart on it, but I don't think the microphone cable will allow me to reach where it is with the mic in my hand. So just a second here, and I'll see if I can grab it.
I'm here. KB2HXS Mobile.
KULP, Precision ID. I don't think the magazine is in my track. It has, like the bands of what you're allowed for different classes of licenses, but I think it's downstairs and not in my shack, so, yeah. It's, like, 28 megahertz to something else in 28 megahertz that I'm allowed on, but that's all, and, I have a really nice radio. It's a 10-tech, but, I just need to, after I get the antenna, I hope to, duck all the way around the world.
And when you get your general, you can get on the FM portion of 10 meters, 29 megahertz, and you get up on the 10-meter FM repeaters. That's pretty cool.
Repeaters for HF?
Yeah, 10 meters. I think it's like 29600 or 29640. I think there's one out of Texas, that 10-meter repeater.
No, I'll try to hit one of those. You know, that sounds fun. I only thought they had repeaters for VHF and UHF.
There's a couple of 10-meter repeaters out there, and there's 6-meter repeaters also.
My radio can do 6 meters, but yeah, I can definitely do 10 meters and 80 meters, like 30 and 40. Yeah, I can do a good bit, but yeah, it goes like from, my radio can do like 29.5 to like 1.8, so you know, gives me a good wave to, lots of, how you say, megahertz to go around and, try a lot of frequencies after I get my general.
Well, look, if you have a repeater guide or you can download the repeater guide, look on the 10-meter FM repeaters, and you can hit them around the country. I think we can hit the Texas one from here. I used to be able to hit it from Florida from time to time. I can't remember the frequency. It's either 29600 or 29660, and it's a 1 megahertz split, as far as I know.
Right now, I can't hit that because I'm only a technician, but yeah, when I get my journal, I'll probably definitely try that. Do you know if they have any repeaters in, like, the 28 megahertz range?
No, none that I'm aware of. It's 29 megahertz. You can listen. There's nothing stopping you from listening once you get an antenna up. Kind of dial around a little bit. But, it's just, a little food for thought. That's all, when you get ready.
To have my general about springtime, and then during the spring, they're starting in-person classes. In-person classes for, technician, general, extra, so hopefully I have my general by spring, then take the class for the extra, so that way, I've heard the extra is harder, so that way I can have more of in-person learning, have it explained more, because I don't know if I'd be able to do that one on my own.
Well, it sounds like you got your curriculum all set. That's cool. Excellent. I'm happy for you. Anyway, Alexander, I'm getting close to the house here. I'm going to sign off with you. I got a few minutes to go, and I'm out. So KB2HXS will be listening out, and I'm sorry, I got to write your call letters down somewhere here.
Have a wonderful day. 703 is KO4 ULP, and I'll be clear.
Very good, Alexander. 73 KB2HXS out.